A story now about a success story, actually, in business in this province. Pat White and his wife, Florence, started out small. The owners of EVAS Air and Gander Flight Training, well, they began with just one employee about 28 years ago. Now they have more than 230 people working in their company. The growth has been huge, but the owners of Newfoundland and Labrador-based airline see even greater potential for growth in the province's aerospace industry. I spoke with Pat White.
Well, Fred, the aerospace industry globally is a huge industry, and it is a big industry across Canada. But what I'd like people to know, there's some amazing capabilities here on this island, both in EVAS Air, for example, and Provincial Aerospace, for example. And both of us actually have gone off and done things with taking aircraft, maybe a mid-life aircraft model, and then, of course, have looked and learned how to modify these types of aircraft, how to maintain these types of aircraft, and how to become experts, basically, on a particular model of aircraft. And, you know, you have to bring in all the legs of aerospace in order to do that. And those are primarily, Fred, in maintenance, manufacturing, repair, overhaul, and training, and to some degree the IT component with that, which becomes more relevant as we move into the digital world. And, you know, it's such an important industry, and there's such opportunities in there, and there are some pretty well-paying jobs into this, and there's so much crucial activity that goes on in working, again, with the manufacturers and, to some degree, the federal government. And to a smaller degree, you know, the provincial government. But one of the most important things here is our college, is the College of the North Atlantic and the Aircraft Maintenance Program, the Avionics Program, and the Structures Program. This college produces amazing apprentices, and they have an amazing program, and we have been working very, very well with them, especially in the past couple of years on some of the innovative projects that both the aviation and aerospace companies here in Newfoundland have been doing. It's just an excellent relationship, and it is moving in the right direction, I'm very happy to say, Fred.
You've also got an interesting note in a news release here about the manufacturing and testing of laboratories for these aircraft, which I guess if you're getting on a plane, you know, these are the types of facilities and that you'd want on there.
Yes, and one would think that aircraft automatically would be, you know, of any size, would be equipped with lavatories. However, some aircraft, the Beech 1900D was one of them, was designed to be really short-hop aircraft in many places in the United States and so on. So therefore, you know, you're under 20, 25 minutes, 30 minutes. So they built aircraft, and they never did equip them to accept lavatories or, of course, have the lavatory. And when we started to look, said, well, you know, we're here in Newfoundland and Labrador, we take a little longer trip, so we need to have the lavatory, and found that the manufacturer really didn't have any, and it's not something that they were really interested in, so we began the journey to build it. I tell you the truth, Fred, I thought this was going to be a fairly simple process, but, you know, to be honest, it took us 7 years. It was way more complicated and expensive than we thought, but we have it done. We have the approval. We've built and equipped all the aircraft with these, and it's amazing capabilities of the craftsmen that work inside of EVAS Air and the engineering that we've done to get this approved, and it's all approved, and we actually get calls from other places around the world now, and the manufacturer sends off our name for anyone who is looking for this type of work. So we're pretty excited about that. And one of the things is just a funny story, Fred, that I found really odd. In order to get the final approval for the lavatory, we had to install an ashtray. An ashtray, when you're, of course, you know you're not allowed to smoke in the aircraft, and they tell you you can't smoke in the lavatory, but the little ashtray cost $500, and we couldn't get the approval unless we put in the ashtray.
So why not?
Little bit of a funny story, but the fact of the matter is you do what you have to do to get the approval.
And why did they want the ashtray?
Fred, you know what? There's some things that just can't be explained. It's totally illogical.
So what's on the horizon for EVAS Air now? What have you got planned for as we go into a new decade?
We're converting all of our aircraft with analog equipment into digital equipment, and all our, you know, our gyros and these types of things. And when we put in this, you know, we save about 250 pounds in weight. And it's really important too, Fred, just to do that. I mean, rather from a technological point of view, but if you look at the environment environmental impact. You now have, you no longer have that 250 pounds that you have to burn fuel to fly through the air at over 300 miles an hour at, say, 25,000 feet. So that actually has a significant environmental impact, which we feel is important. And also, too, it enhances our capabilities in Gander to service our own units and to do this for others. And as well, Fred, as we now replace these analog cockpits with new glass digital cockpits, we're beginning what's called an exchange program. So we will overhaul this equipment that we take out initially to serve the rest of the aircraft that we have. And when we get to the critical mass of probably five or six aircraft, we're going to then do an exchange pool with other operators in North America, Europe, and Africa, so that as they have problems with their older cockpits, they got someone to reach out to. We'll just take their old equipment, send them our new equipment, and then we'll refurbish that equipment and have that ready. And in hopes to build that relationship with them, Fred, so when the time comes that they want to go digital, and of course we're obviously going to market this, we would like an opportunity for them to bring their aircraft to Newfoundland so we can convert it to a digital cockpit, Fred.
Mr. White, sounds like you've had a pretty good year, pretty good run so far. Good luck going forward.
Fred, thanks very much for your interest, and I really appreciate the interest that BOCM and your listeners have shown in our projects, and I really wish everyone a Merry Christmas, and thank you again for your interest, Fred.